the Greater Salt Lake Municipal Services District Board of Trustee meetings, August 12th, 2026, at 6:00 p.m.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Keith Sussman. I'd like to call the Greater Salt Lake Municipal Services District. I'd like to call this to order, the Greater Salt Lake Municipal Service District meeting, August 12, 2026 at 6 p.m. at 860 West Lavoie in Taylorsville. Like, if you're able to stand, please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Trent, were there any public...
Can you get on or no? Sure.
You got to pass him through.
This is Michael Jensen.
I'm going to turn his mic on.
Hi, Mike. We got you in your... you have your own microphone here.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Yep. All right. So, Trent, were there any public comments submitted before this meeting?
None.
Thank you very much. Marla, we have the board minutes from July 22nd and August 5th. Were there any changes or adjustments? Therefore, I just have a motion to approve.
No changes or adjustments.
Happy to move approval.
I have a motion and a second.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you very much. Chad. Oh. I slipped away.
Go ahead, Brett. Number five is a task order form.
Green light.
Okay. Number five is task order for WSP USA. This is for the Butterfield Canyon Road. In this case, it's drainage improvements. The intent of this project is to look at the road from the trailhead all the way up to the county line.
And already going into their agenda item.
Yep. Yeah, basically look at drainage issues up and down the road, and this is to come up with a long-term solution to the drainage issues on Butterfield Canyon Road. So the amount is 119.877.22 cents. And it's based on a master agreement that was signed on August 13th, 2025. So any questions?
Lori, do you have any questions? Comments?
No, I'm good. I don't know who the other person was, but that was not me.
Okay. All right, so I need a motion to approve task order number two at the Master Professional Service Agreement dated August 13, 2025 for the Butter Canyon Road Washout Remediation, including drainage design alternatives, in an amount not to exceed $119,877.22.
So moved.
So this is a task order under a master agreement. The master agreement was August 13th, 2025, and this task order is in today's date.
Okay.
Yep. I have a motion and a second. Any other questions or comments? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. All right, item six, approved contract with Lyndon Jones Construction for emergency Butterfield Canyon slide roadway repairs at not to exceed the cost of
$750,000. So moved.
Yep. Chad, do you have a...
I'll just do a
other than that.
Short explanation of the... So this is the emergency repair of the road portion that has washed out. Basically putting it in, we've worked with the contractor and they have worked with a a geotechnical firm that's been looking at the most cost-effective and fast solution to repair the road so it can be, you know, back open to recreational users of, you know, that's used often. It's being used right now by cyclists. Anyway, yeah, they've come up with some solutions. May not be the actual solution that they land on, but the current solution is to use gabion baskets to make kind of a retaining wall, backfill behind that, and then pave the road back. Yeah, this is a not-to-exceed contract of $750,000. We don't expect to spend that whole amount, but just the emergency nature of the contract, it's undefined exactly how we're going to do this.
So. All right, so I have a motion from Mayor Brims and second from Trustee Stringham.
If I may interject.
Yes, you may.
If the motion could authorize the general manager to negotiate final provisions, that would be helpful because there are some provisions that are required to be in the agreement that aren't in it yet. For example, as an emergency procurement, it shouldn't be a term of more than 30 days. The $750,000 maximum needs to be spelled out specifically. And there are other provisions as well along those lines. We hope to have that all ironed out tomorrow. But, or Liesl, who would you prefer to be the one to pass on that?
Okay.
Marla, who would you prefer?
To negotiate or?
To approve the final terms to be you in consultation.
I'm fine with it. And Keith is okay with it.
I'm fine.
And the board. So if
and
the,
then Liesl too.
So the GM and the director of engineering would approve the final changes to the contract. And if the trustee making the motion and seconding the motion would agree to that modification, I think that would be helpful because what you have before you isn't quite final yet. I mean, this is an emergency. We're doing this as quickly as we can.
All right. Mayor Brims, you want to adjust your...
I agree to that.
All right. Lori?
I do as well.
All right. So we have a motion and a second. Any other further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 7, budget adjustment transferring $948,324 from the Raise Magnet downtown to two separate projects, 7200 West on 201 to 2100 South and 9100 West sidewalk project in the amount of, $948,000. Go ahead.
Okay. The Magna Raise Grant project. It's a project that we did have a grant awarded several years ago. This would have been a really great project that would have improved pedestrian mobility in downtown Magna. With the changing presidential administration, those funds were on hold for up until basically a couple months ago. Now that they're not on hold, we know the money is, we could file for reimbursements for the project. The money is unfrozen, but the deadline hasn't moved. So the problem is that if we started a project now, we'd have to go through the environmental process, design, right-of-way acquisitions, and construction all before basically September of next year. Short answer is that it's a crazy amount of risk, and it's unlikely that we'd get the project done by then. So we'd get some distance into the process and basically have spent a lot of money, but wouldn't be able to take advantage of the grant by then. So the proposal is to move that money to two other projects that do need the funding. 9100 West Sidewalk is one that is short on funding currently, and the other one being 7200 West, the roadway improvements project. This is one that came up as an opportunity with West LA City. They are improving their side of 7200 West and asked Magna if they want to participate in the project. They need to come up with $3 million total, and this takes them up to 1.8, I think, total in that project. So.
But our commitment is just the $798,324 for the 201.
That's in addition to about $1 million that was transferred to the project previously.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're not quite there yet, but this, and there isn't a formal commitment for construction on that project yet. This is just preparing for, we're in design right now, and as we get closer to construction, the costs will be, narrowed down, and yeah, hopefully by then we find another source of funding to come up with the rest.
All right. Michael, do you have any comments on this one?
No, I'm good, thanks.
All right, so I just need a motion to approve the budget adjustment from the Raised Magna downtown to 7200 West and the 9100 West sidewalk.
I'll motion to approve the budget adjustment for the Raised Magna to the two other sidewalk projects.
All right, so I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any other further discussion or comments? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
All right, Bianca, tell us about the grant in Safe Streets.
Join the meeting, I think we can make you a presenter.
Yeah.
I can't believe you didn't have all geared up ready to go. Come on.
It's just in the agenda, right? The link?
Yes. Presenter already, so you should be able to share from there. And share your screen.
Okay. Hello, board. So today I'll be presenting about the Safe Streets for All demonstration grant that was awarded to the MSD for Clapperton and White City. So for some background, we were awarded this grant in 2024 to analyze and create safer streets in White City and Clapperton. This was based from the Walk White City Plan and Clapperton Active Transportation Plan. And the goal of this was to do temporary deployments of materials like paint, delayed meters, other things that wouldn't need construction or be permanent, but could inform long-term investments. And so in 2024, as well, the MSD board approved the local grant match of $100,000, but due to changes in 2025 with the new administration, the grant program was put on hold while they were reviewing and reassessing the program. But last month we were notified that we can now move forward with the project again. And this has some of the locations that we are looking to do some of the temporary traffic calming methods. And some examples of the temporary materials that we are looking to use. So the request is, once again, to ask for the allocation of $100,000 for matching funds for the Safe Streets for All demonstration grant from the MSD Board of Trustees.
And approve the contract.
Thank you. Any questions for Bianca? Hearing none, I just need a motion to approve the U.S. Department of Transportation grant agreement under the Safe Streets and Roads for All grant programs with a federal share of $400,000 and the MSD to provide $100,000 as the recipient share. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All right, I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion or comments? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed?
Sorry, I'm an aye.
Okay. Thank you. Motion carries. All right, item 9, appoint Daniel Hoffman as district clerk. Oh, that's my name on there.
So as the director of finance, he should have the role of clerk, which is ensuring the accuracy and control of our funds. So we're proposing that we appoint him officially as the MSD clerk.
All right, can I have a motion to appoint Daniel Hoffman as the district clerk?
So moved.
I'm happy to move. Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any other further comments or questions? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. Marla, General Manager's Report.
In the last meeting I talked about we were having issues with the check reconciliations. Martin and Andrew have solved the issue with the missing transfer and accounting information from Express Bill Pay. The transactions have been loaded and I'm now working on the main checking account reconciliation. There's a little work with combining so the deposits match what hit the bank. We have completed about 62 past due reconciliations. There are 3 credit card and 6 checking account reconciliations to be done out of 9 accounts. Brian's been working on a number of them pertaining to the Treasury. So, you know, I have been asked with Mayor Brim's request to present to the Government Operations Interim Committee Chairs Wednesday, August 19th at approximately 2 o'clock p.m. They've asked that I discuss MSD's statutory authority and services. An attorney with the Legislative Research and General Counsel will speak on what is an MSD and why is this a legislative issue, followed with a comparative state analysis by the same department. Mayor Brims will discuss recent local government developments, and Kara Trevino will discuss the Salt Lake County membership withdrawal, followed by Senator Plum speaking about policy options. I've asked Mark Anderson to be there. One of the things they've asked me to do is, what does the MSD look like after the county has withdrawn? So we've done some financial analysis, and so we do have some answers for them. And based upon our financial situation, we have a very actually healthy future. Any questions on that? I will be working with Mark on the PowerPoint presentation and the talking points. So, yeah. We are scheduling our kickoff meeting with ReEngine towards the end of September. As you know, ReEngine is the organization that we hire to help us with our process improvement, and we're really looking forward to that opportunity. They'll have about, 2.5 days on site.
Yeah.
I missed the vote on Daniel. I'm an aye. And I apologize. I couldn't get my phone on.
Oh, yeah. We did get you on that. You did jump in right there.
Okay.
So. Thank you. Go ahead, Brian.
Just to add to Marla's comments, the 2.5 day on-site visit with the ReEngine consultant, that will be with the project team, but there are various stakeholders, such as both internal and external to the organization. Those interviews with the consultant will be occurring prior to that time. And so there's will be a series of meetings and activities occurring between now and leading up to that on-site visit towards the end of September. We're just locking in the travel dates with them currently, and then we can report back when those are in stone instead of tentative.
All right. Any other questions or comments for Marla and Brian? Hearing none, is there any other city, town, unincorporated county, Greater Salt Lake Municipal Services District business to discuss? Hearing seeing none, are the identifying any future agenda items that we've not already discussed? Hearing none, we do not have need for any closed session, so I just would like to have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you very much, everyone. Have a great day.
I told him 36 minutes.
You can stop it.
Keep that. Yeah.